BookTrack brings your favorite stories to life through movie-style soundtracks. Best heard on headphones with high-quality audio settings.
Hachette Audio presents The Terror, written by Dan Simmons, read by Tom Selwood. This book is dedicated with love and many thanks for the indelible Arctic memories to Kenneth Toby, Margaret Sheridan, Robert Cornthwaite, Douglas Spencer, Dewey Martin, William Self, George Fenneman, Dmitry Tiomkin, Charles Lederer, Christian Nyby, Howard Hawks, and James Arness. This elusive quality it is which causes the thought of whiteness when divorced from more kindly associations and coupled with any object terrible in itself to heighten that terror to the furthest bounds. Witness the white bear of the poles and the white shark of the tropics. What but their smooth, flaky whiteness makes them the transcendent horrors they are? That ghastly whiteness it is which imparts such an abhorrent mildness, even more loathsome than terrific, to the dumb gloating of their aspect, so that not the fierce-fanged tiger in his heraldic coat can so stagger courage as the white-shrouded bear or shark. Herman Melville, Moby Dick, 1851. Chapter 1. Crozier. Latitude, 70 degrees, 5 minutes north. Longitude, 98 degrees, 23 minutes west. October, 1847. Captain Crozier comes up on deck to find his ship under attack by celestial ghosts. Above him, above Terror, shimmering folds of light lunge but then quickly withdraw like the colourful arms of aggressive but ultimately uncertain spectres. Ectoplasmic skeletal fingers extend toward the ship, open, prepare to grasp, and pull back. The temperature is minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit and dropping fast. Because of the fog that came through earlier, during the single hours of weak twilight now passing for their day, the four shortened masts, the three topmasts, topgallants, upper rigging and highest spars have been removed and stored to cut down on the danger of falling ice and to reduce the chances of the ship capsizing because of the weight of ice on them, stand now like rudely pruned and topless trees, reflecting the aurora that dances from one dimly seen horizon to the other. As Crozier...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?